Good evening and welcome to this week's meeting of Blues for Yous, the club where the only rule is, if it sounds like the blues, it surely is the blues. My name is Rob and I'll be your chairman for tonight's meeting, which comprises a fantastic collection of music that can only be found here on Borders Hospital Radio. So, we'll start off tonight with Pine Bluff, Arkansas. That's an album by Bucker White, or Booker T. Washington White, who was one of the most expressive vocalists and powerful slide guitarists in the blues. A remarkable lyricist as well, he recorded such classics as Shake 'em Down and Fixin' to Die Blues between 1930 and 1940 under the names Washington White or Bucker White. An important influence on his cousin B.B. King, White enjoyed a second career as a performer and recording artist in 1963. This is Shake 'em Down. She Does It Right is a song by the band Dr. Feelgood. Recorded in 1974, it appeared on their debut album Down by the Jetty. She Does It Right was also issued as a single in the UK in March 1975.
Jump.
She's a Rainbow is a Jagger Richards song the Rolling Stones featured on their 1967 album Their Satanic Majesty's Request. John Paul Jones, later of Led Zeppelin, arranged the strings of the song during his session days. Backing vocals were provided by the entire band except for Charlie Watts.
Sales, white, so fair and pale. Have you seen a lady fair?
Shake by Otis Redding was written by Sam Cooke and was first recorded and released by Cooke in 1964. Otis Redding released it on the album Otis Blue, released in 1965. Smith was born to parents Selena and William in Spartanburg County, South Carolina in 1894. She never enrolled in school but was recorded on the census as able to read and write. Blues historians think that Smith most likely was introduced in her youth to traveling tent shows that frequently stopped in Spartanburg and sparked her interest in performance. She became a classic female blues singer, billed as the Queen of the Moaners, although she had a lighter and sweeter voice than many of her contemporaries. Recorded on the Columbia label in 1925, this is Clara Smith with Shipwrecked Blues.
All the gales
Recorded in 1947 on the Decca label, this is Dinah Washington and the Rudy Martin Trio with Since I Fell For You. Washington, whose real name was Ruth Lee Jones, was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in 1924. She became deeply involved in gospel music and played piano for the choir in St. Luke's Baptist Church while still in elementary school. Cited as the most popular black female recording artist of the 1950s, she performed and recorded in a wide variety of styles, including the blues, and even gave herself the title Queen of the Blues.
Loved me.